Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dennis, Genevieve. Yeah. And how are you today? Program here that thank you guys for and for secure day as well. I'd like to take a moment to speak from my Jewish Yom Kippur. I think a week or two ago I celebrated Rosh Hashanah. It's usually a little later in the year. Each time they celebrate it, this year they come to a little early, so I decided to come to a little and wish them a very happy Yom Kippur, and I pray that this year will be a different thing. A different year. Today I'm going to read from the book of Titus, small book, 3 chapters. And we're going to go for 3-5. At one time, I'm reading from the NIV, New International Version. At one time, you were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved. All kinds of passions, but you lived in malice, being hated one another. When the kindness of love will save you, of your Savior, not because of things we have done, but because of the first state that you were washed, the first, and renewed by the Holy Spirit. Now that describes any person that comes to the presence of faith. You know, prior to becoming saved, I lived in a withdrawn and see by all kinds of things. We lived pretty much that state. Might have hated other people. But then there came a day where I didn't want to live that way. We changed, and I changed. And what happened was when he came to my heart, it changed. Everything changed. Not something that I did. Something I had to do. Something through His mercy. It changed my heart. And millions of people have throughout centuries. Now, when I did some study on this, well, I was particularly interested because verse 5 touched me. That He saved us through the washing of the rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Now, previous verse, verse 4. Read my notes. It says, "To reason to our God, the not simply banish, fallen, human being, not faith." This is why Jesus Christ came. Because after the sin of Adam and Eve, humanity was called Israel. And in prior centuries, the Old Testament, the only way to atone for sin is by the offering of blood, sacrifice of bulls, lambs, birds, whatever you had. And Yom Kippur is also referred to as the Day of Atonement. The pray, you know, they reflect on how they can change. Now, to the Christian, you know, how can we change? Now, we can do everything that we want to change, but the word of God that He can bring real change. But the real change has to come from within. It's one reason why the form never works. You know, you could say that, you know, I'm a new person. You know, it's just like, why is it a lot of people when they, you know, get off drugs, they get off drugs for a while, then they fall back in. Actually, you know, there's nothing inside has really changed. You know, so they go back to doing what they did before. Only a lot worse. And the reason why Jesus, when He saves us, when He comes into our lives, He has to change us. We actually don't have the desire to do those things. So I've heard many, many beautiful testimonies of people who are in all kinds of sin. And then they heard about Jesus. And Jesus changed the inside. They were totally different. I remember a minister that I had years ago, wonderful man of God. He prayed morning, noon, and night for a number of years. Jesus got a hold of him and touched his life and saved his soul. And a beautiful man of God. I knew him 9 years. He didn't waver one inch. So the thing I remember about him was the fact that he never forgot what God did for him. And many people never forgot about it because they changed. They were changed from the inside. You know, they have a new life. The Holy Spirit changes. The Holy Spirit is living in them. Now you may wonder why God did banish, why God did destroy his seed. He created us one way that Adam and Eve sinned, you know. Why didn't He banish us? Why didn't He destroy him? That's because He loved us. But God wanted the best for us. But He knew that no matter what man did, He couldn't do it by His own works. He had to take somebody in intercession to be that perfect sacrifice. As mentioned earlier, the old sacrifice, blood. They had to offer blood for atone sins. But Jesus was that perfect sacrifice. Why? Because Jesus had never sinned. You know, there was no malice against Him. You know, He had no blemish against Him. He was that perfect sacrifice. And He died in our place. He went to the cross in our place. So Jesus went to the cross for me, generally. He went to the cross for you. He went to the cross for many millions. Just desire that all people come to know Him. And that offer is still open to anybody who wants to. See, God doesn't want to destroy you. He doesn't want to destroy you. But He wants people to be saved. He wants people to be stuck. People to know His mercy, His goodness. And this is a wonderful thing. But we'll change society. They change it, but he changes it. Now, I know people who drank, have no more to die with drugs or immoral living. The desire to do one is a different thing. And this is what God desires to do. All of a little aside, you know, those of you who are clear and the LGBT, people might say, well, they're sinners, but they're no, we're all sinners. All the sinners have nothing to do with gender or your wealth, sexuality, nothing to do with that. We're all sinners. And whoever comes, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No matter who you are. I'm a Christian who happens to be a queer and trans experience. Christ saved me. And there are many people the same way. Same way of gender-wise. So, you know, God, you know, he doesn't show any partiality. Really, anybody that comes him would be safe. And this is open to everybody. And I just pray that come to know God. God shows mercy. He's just a woman that can save because he loves you. He gives you eternal life. He'll guide you and go along to life's journey. And I hope that this episode is helpful. And I'd just like to thank everyone who came today, who listened today. I just pray that you consider what was said. This is Genevieve Kim. Pray that you have a wonderful day. Blessed be out before you will celebrate. And I look forward to getting together once again in our next session. God bless you.